The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia-Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, July 1st, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, China slammed for extending journalists' detention. Beijing tested by torrential rain. Support keeps independent Taiwan broadcaster on air. And world's largest tropical island yields new species. But first, our SOH focus on China. Press freedom advocates have criticized the Chinese regime for sentencing a journalist to 8 more years in jail. Qi Chonghui was expected to be released Saturday, June 25th, after having served a 4-year sentence. But on June 9th, authorities in northeastern Shandong province extended his term. They found him guilty of the same charges he was accused of 4 years ago. After Qi Chonghui exposed local corruption in 2007, he was convicted of extortion and blackmail. While in prison, he also wrote articles about the ill-treatment of inmates, which were published on overseas news services. Qi himself was beaten in prison and forced to do hard labor. On June 9th, authorities accused him again of extortion and blackmail, plus an additional charge of stealing advertising revenue from a former employer. They found him guilty and extended his sentence to 8 more years. International media advocates have condemned the move. Torrential rains left much of Beijing paralyzed Thursday, June 23rd. Residents struggled to make it home, with parts of the subway system closed and treacherous road conditions. Now, Beijing's construction and drainage system are being criticized as unfit for sudden torrential downpours. Part of the problem in any city is the more you build and cover the earth with concrete, the less water can soak away into the ground, and it all quickly flows into the drainage system. Political commentator Lin Baohua said the problem was systematic of the regime's substandard construction methods. He calls it tofu construction, a popular term for buildings made out of cheap materials that fall easily during natural disasters. Beijing hasn't suffered disasters like the 2008 Sichuan earthquake that collapsed thousands of buildings, but the downpour does pose questions as to whether the Chinese capital's construction is fit to cope with disasters in the future. A 2-month-long exhibition of traditional lanterns recently opened at the Old Summer Palace in Beijing, or Yuan Ming Yuan, to give the gardens their Chinese name. The show features different types of shapes of lanterns amidst a backdrop of lotus flower-shaped lanterns. Stealing the limelight is a 70-foot-high lotus flower lantern encircled by 56 smaller lotus lanterns. The impressive display is recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records. Other lanterns are in the shapes of lotus leaves, balls, ships, butterflies, and peacocks. The park also provides various forms of entertainment, such as theatrical performances. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. A recent public opinion survey by the University of Hong Kong found that Hong Kong people's trust in their government and in Chinese Communist central rule has dramatically declined, reaching the lowest level in years. The University of Hong Kong conducted the random telephone survey between June 13th and 16th, just 2 weeks prior to the Chinese Communist Party's 90th anniversary. Notable is the age distribution in the survey. The younger the group, the less trust they have in the government. Chung Ting Yu Robert, the project director of the survey, said in the analysis that people born after 1980 have higher rates of distrust than those born before 1980. Chung said this is likely related to the sentencing in China of Zhao Lianhai, who organized a support group for victims of the melamine milk scandal, the recent detention of Ai Weiwei, as well as the 22nd memorial of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. Asia-Pacific announced Tuesday, June 28, the renewal of its contract with Taiwan's Chunghwa Telecom. Signed Monday, June 27th, the contract ensures that our media partner, NTD, will continue broadcasting programs to the region and to parts of mainland China. After 2 months of negotiations and widespread support from both domestic and international calls, this outcome has been warmly welcomed. NTD Asia-Pacific thanked Taiwan's main and opposition parties for helping secure service with the ST-2 satellite, which has state protection. The broadcaster is known for airing news usually censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Even with the contract renewal in hand, the station has appealed for continued support to guarantee its broadcast is free from any signal interference. Viewers will be notified about how to continue watching NTD Asia-Pacific programs once its signal is transferred to Chunghwa's ST2 satellite in August. Coming up on AsiaCast, Japan welcomes Taiwanese hospitality, New Guinea forests, rivers among world's richest, and Australian ointment could revolutionize snakebite first aid. But first, our SOH Shen Yun quote of the day. Miss USA 2011, Jessica Black, saw Shen Yun March 10th at Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Do you have anything special to say to her?
Well, June had given me some background, some history on Falun Gong. Am I saying that correct? The religious movement. Mm-hmm. And so to know that before the show and to see that dramatically interpreted through dance, I mean, it brought me to tears. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to see the love and the respect and the religion behind. Also the orchestra. I love the original Chinese instruments. And the orchestra was some of the most beautiful music. And then I grew up a dancer. So I was amazed at the male dancers, the choreography and their technique. I mean, you don't even see that type of dancing on Broadway. I mean, that's some amazing dancers. So I just loved it. I thought the culture was amazing, and to take 5,000 years and start, you know, way back in the dynasty until now was really, really, really amazing.
Mm-hmm. I've heard, like, for the host said they could not perform in China now.
Yeah.
So how do you think about that?
Well, I think that's great that they're traveling, and I know that people come from other countries to this country just to see the show. I also know that that's the reason that we have two hosts, right? There's someone in Chinese and someone in English. So I think that it's amazing. I think that, you know, government can control what they want, but people and religion and truth is the way, right? And the truth will always see its way through, and good and righteousness will always rise to the top, and that's the way I see the Shen Yun show. I think it's great, it's goodness, it's righteousness, and it's rising to the top, and more people are finding out about it. You know, it's not just in New York, it's here in Atlanta, Georgia, and so I think it's a great message, and I think it's a shame that the Chinese people can't see their own culture right there live, you know, where it started to begin with.
Inspired by the rich spirit of an ancient culture, Shen Yun Performing Arts brings to life classical Chinese dance and music in a gloriously colorful and exhilarating show. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shen Yun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. Mauritania's government recently signed a 25-year deal with Chinese fishing company Palihandun Pelagic Fishery. The agreement will let Chinese trawlers fish in Mauritanian waters, but local fishermen, green activists, and opposition lawyers say all it will do to the poor African country is cause more harm than help. In exchange for access to Mauritanian waters, the Chinese regime will provide a $100 million U.S. dollar investment, which will be used to build a processing factory, a training center for Mauritanians, and a traditional boat manufacturing site. Fishing makes up around 10% of Mauritania's gross domestic product and up to 50% of its export earnings. Mauritanians fear their own inferior traditional ships will be in no condition to compete with Chinese trawlers for already scarce fish supplies. Taiwan's Tourism Bureau said Tuesday, June 28th, an initiative to help Japanese victims of the March 11th earthquake to get over their trauma has been warmly received by Japan. The Tourism Bureau said in Tokyo Tuesday, June 28th, China Airlines and EVA Air have each offered 250 seats to take Japanese quake victims to Taiwan free of charge. And Taiwan's hospitality industry has offered 500 hotel rooms to go with the flights. A large number of Japanese officials and executives attended the Tokyo News Conference to offer their appreciation for Taiwan in the aftermath of the earthquake. Many of them said the quake has drawn the Japanese and Taiwan people closer together. On a lighter note, a new study from the World Wildlife Foundation reports that 1,060 new species have been identified in New Guinea, the world's largest tropical island. The study also points out these and other species are at risk, particularly due to logging and clearing forests for agriculture. Some of the more exotic new species include a 1-centimeter-long fanged frog, a blind snake, a snub-fin dolphin, a 2.5-meter-long river shark, brightly colored snails, and an anteater named after British naturalist Sir David Attenborough. The World Wildlife Foundation said their research shows New Guinea's forests and rivers are among the richest in the world. The conservation organization also noted the island's forests face serious threats, but said there was some hope as many oil palm producers in New Guinea are aiming for sustainable certification. Researchers in Australia have patented a potentially life-saving tropical ointment that can be used as a first aid treatment for some types of snake bites. The team's findings were published in the journal Nature June 26th. The ointment causes the lymphatic vessels to constrict. According to the researchers, it slows the spread of venom supported via the lymphatic vessels by some 350%. They also said it has no obvious side effects. A medical toxicologist quoted in Science magazine said, if the treatment panned out, it could revolutionize first aid for snake bites in parts of the world where venom caused paralysis. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.